Hi, and welcome back to Dahlia Reads. The past 3 weeks, I have embarked on reading the story The Lord of the Flies by William Golding, which is published in 1954, post-World War II. The story is about a group of boys who are stranded on an island after a plane crash, and who are forced to learn how to survive and get rescued from the island. The boys must learn many things, such as survivor skills. These skills include building shelters, making fires, gathering food, and trying to stay warm at night. These boys display the many emotions some might feel while being stuck on the island. Obviously, from emotions of anger, confusion, fear, and excitement, which reveal the general theme of the book, the story draws the attention to the theme of the struggle to build a civilization, which is displayed through the protagonist Ralph and the antagonist Jack, as they try to lead the group of boys stranded on an island through their own views and attributes of what it means to be the righteous leader for these boys, whether it being too bossy or too loose. The entire book is fixated on the theme of the struggle to build a civilization. At the beginning of the book, the antagonist, who represents the bad side of civilization, was intrigued by the idea of hunting as he found it to be really exciting, but it was only boyish tendencies that got him into hunting. But then that revealed his personality trait and character development throughout the entire book. Jack shows the tyrant and brutal side of civilization and a leader. He's only fixated on hunting and aggression and often contradicts himself by saying he's an insane leader but not having anything to back it up. He doesn't have any good reasoning or good leadership skills. He does this by looking stupid throughout the whole book and by being overly barbaric. Jack states on page 91, "And you shut up. Who are you anyways, sitting there telling people what to do? You can't hunt, you can't sing." Ralph, the protagonist, on the other hand, always seems to be the fair and just one. He wants to lead the group in any way, but at the same time, have everyone have an equal say to any situation. Ralph, in my opinion, is the righteous leader for all these boys. He represents the good things about society and civilization, by having a great balance of communication and goal-setting skills. On page 33, Ralph shows this skill by saying this, "I'll give the conch to the next person who wants to speak. He can hold it when he's speaking." Ralph tends to be a bit bossy at times, but only because of his good intentions, as he wants to be the best leader for these boys and wants them all to get rescued. In the end, the characters are just boys and aren't mature enough to create a civilization. By proving this, Ralph proclaims his fear on page 140. He says, "I'm frightened of us. I want to go home. Oh God, I want to go home." Everything in the world needs law and order. And even though there might be differences in the laws put out, the law is intended for order and for many things to not get chaotic, which in this case, the boys do get overly chaotic. Many of the boys recognize this by stating that Jack's flaws and rules are absurd. Piggy, another one of the characters, says with a frustrated tone, "Which is better, to be a pack of Indians like you are, or to be as sensible as Ralph?" And this is from page 180. So this is towards the end of the book, when each of the characters have developed. And so at this point of the book, many of the people chose and favored Jack as the leader, who didn't represent any good skills of civilization and good leadership skills. But the people who did side with Ralph do tend to be on his side. The boys symbolize the two sides of civilization, the side with common sense, fairness, and order, and the side that is barbaric, chaotic, and unjust throughout the entire book. And they show these sides by highlighting how hard it is to create and to come to a consensus when building a civilization. The boys do connect to the modern day leaders as they seem to not get along and seem to not come to a consensus. The story teaches us that not everyone's gonna be on your side and not everyone's going to agree with good, and some people might choose bad over good. And this all ties in with the theme, the struggle to build a civilization. Thank you very much, and join me next time on Dahlia Reads.